Georgia 15-point favorite down in Jacksonville at Everbank Stadium. We talked about earlier in the week. Next year will be the last year for a couple of years it'll be at Everbank Stadium. But nonetheless, the neutral site matchup, as it always is, first weekend here in November, Florida and Georgia. I want to bring this up to you because I was talking to some buddies about this. Georgia isn't necessarily in charge of their own outcome in the SEC right now, right? A&M, LSU still have everything in front of them. If the favorites went out, Texas beat Texas A&M, LSU beats Bama, everything works out, you're getting those two teams in the title game, right? Because of the strength of schedule tiebreaker.
But hold on now.
No, that's true. That's the absolute truth.
If Georgia wins out,
right,
they'll play A&M.
If Texas beats Texas A&M, which they'll be favored in.
They have the head-to-head tiebreaker over Texas.
I know, but it's about strength schedule.
But since when does head-to-head not count first?
Because they don't have a head-to-head with Texas A&M. That's why.
But it would Georgia and A&M would be the only one-loss teams.
No, Texas would be the one-loss team.
But Georgia goes over Texas. They beat them head-to-head.
I'm just telling you, man, this is how it all works out. Trust me.
I refuse. Call Rusty Manziel.
Look at
Dylan,
it.
Text Rusty
Look
Manziel right now.
Look at it.
And ask him this guy.
As a matter of fact, you know why? Because Texas wouldn't go in over Georgia. LSU would go in over both of them. That's why. There you go. That's your tie-breaking scenario. Anyways.
No.
I promise. I'm not crazy. I promise.
Oh, you're saying in that scenario.
It would be LSU and A&M in a rematch.
In that scenario, there's like a four-way tie is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, I was just going head to head.
No. There's a four-way tie. That's what I'm saying. It's all about the combined
record. LSU's dead to me. They died last weekend.
Anyway, yeah. They died last weekend, even though they didn't. All right, so looking at Georgia's schedule, they get Florida. They're going to get Ole Miss. We mentioned that. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin mad that he doesn't have the nighttime matchup. Then you get Tennessee, and then you get the rambling wreck for Georgia Tech. My question is, does it even matter? Because you're just controlling seeding at this point for Georgia. It matters to get a home game, right? But in the end, you're going to probably get in the playoff even with another loss if you're Georgia. It only matters about seeding and do you want to play at home.
Don't be so sure about that. Based on what all those teams that are still in the mix, I mean, if LSU wins out and somehow A&M wins out and those two teams play in the SEC title game, both those teams are in if LSU wins the SEC title.
So what you're telling me is if Georgia loses another game, which I don't believe they will. I'm looking at the schedule. I know that Tennessee will have a puncher's chance. Ole Miss, all these teams have a puncher's chance. I just don't think they will. I don't think they'll pull it off. Although Georgia hasn't looked invincible the way that we've grown accustomed to. But I guess what your point is if LSU and A&M play in the SEC title game, then Texas is still a one-loss team and having beat A&M, and then let's just say Bama wins out.
A&M wouldn't be in the title game though in that there's no way A&M's in the title game if Texas beats them.
No, yes they are. That's how this works.
I'm telling you that's not that there's no way that can happen because
I'm speaking facts to you. This is a well-known fact that if Texas beats Texas A&M and LSU beats Alabama, Texas A&M and LSU will play in Atlanta unless something crazy happens outside of that. But if all the favorites went out because LSU's favored against Bama next weekend, Texas would be favored against Texas A&M. That's the scenario.
I
don't know how we didn't. I thought we crossed this off the list on Tuesday.
I refuse to recognize this.
It goes down to strength of schedule, as it shouldn't, but it does. Right? And so I guess my question kind of took a backseat. Does it even matter for Georgia if Florida were not to knock them off this weekend?
It does.
Probably does because of seeding.
I'm going to tell you something. If A&M and LSU play, one of those teams is in automatically, and Texas only has one loss, I think Texas in a one loss is in over Georgia with two losses, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because
it's hard to argue against.
Because they would have beat the SEC champion. That counts for something. And Georgia's got two losses. And one of those, just how it goes. And one of those losses doesn't look that great right now because neither one of those losses would look great because they have a chance to be both 3-4 lost teams.
Well, odds are Georgia's probably not losing down the stretch, although, like I said, all four of those teams, a puncher's chance. Somebody can land a haymaker.